Divine Office. Office of Readings. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Whoever humbles himself like a little child will be greater in the kingdom of heaven.
Whoever humbles himself like a little child will be greater in the kingdom of heaven.
O Lord, my heart is not proud, nor haughty my eyes. I have not gone after things too great, nor marvels beyond me. Truly, I have set my soul in silence and peace. As a child has rest in its mother's arms, even so my soul. O Israel, hope in the Lord, both now and forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus, gentle and humble of heart, you declared that whoever receives a little child in your name receives you. And you promised your kingdom to those who are like children. Never let pride reign in our hearts, but may the Father's compassion reward and embrace all who willingly bear your gentle yoke.
Whoever humbles himself like a little child will be greater in the kingdom of heaven.
With simplicity of heart, I have joyfully offered everything to you, my God.
With simplicity of heart, I have joyfully offered everything to you, my God.
O Lord, Remember David and all the many hardships he endured, the oath he swore to the Lord, his vow to the Strong One of Jacob. I will not enter the house where I live, nor go to the bed where I rest. I will give no sleep to my eyes, to my eyelids I will give no slumber, till I find a place for the Lord, a dwelling for the Strong One of Jacob. At Ephrathah we heard of the ark. We found it in the plains of Yearim. Let us go to the place of his dwelling. Let us go to kneel at his footstool. Go up, Lord, to the place of your rest, you and the ark of your strength. Your priests shall be clothed with holiness. Your faithful shall ring out their joy. For the sake of David your servant, do not reject your anointed.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
With simplicity of heart, I have joyfully offered everything to you, my God.
The Lord has sworn an oath to David. His kingdom will stand forever.
The Lord has sworn an oath to David. His kingdom will stand forever.
The Lord swore an oath to David. He will not go back on his word. A son, the fruit of your body, will I set upon your throne. If they keep my covenant in truth and my laws that I have taught them, their sons also shall rule on your throne from age to age. For the Lord has chosen Zion. He has desired it for his dwelling. This is my resting place forever. Here have I chosen to live. I will greatly bless her produce. I will fill her poor with bread. I will clothe her priests with salvation, and her faithful shall ring out their joy. There David's stock will flower. I will prepare a lamp for my anointed. I will cover his enemies with shame, but on him my crown shall shine. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, you chose to suffer and be overwhelmed by death in order to open the gates of death in triumph. Stay with us to help us on our pilgrimage. Free us from all evil by the power of your resurrection. In the company of your saints, and constantly remembering your love for us, may we sing of your wonders in our Father's house.
The Lord has sworn an oath to David. His kingdom will stand forever.
You will hear the word from my mouth.
You will tell others what I have said.
From the book of the prophet Ezekiel. The angel brought me back to the entrance of the temple, and I saw water flowing out from beneath the threshold of the temple toward the east, for the facade of the temple was toward the east. The water flowed down from the southern side of the temple, south of the altar. He led me outside by the north gate and around to the outer gate facing the east, where I saw water trickling from the southern side. Then he walked me off to the east with a measuring cord in his hand, and he measured off 1,000 cubits, and he had me wade through the water, which was ankle deep. He measured off 1,000, and once more had me wade through the water, which was now knee-deep. Again, he measured off 1,000 and had me weighed. The water was up to my waist. Once more, he measured off 1,000. But there was now a river through which I could not wade, for the water had risen so high it had become a river that could not be crossed except by swimming. He asked me, "Have you seen this, son of man?" Then he brought me to the bank of the river, where he had me sit. Along the bank of the river, I saw very many trees on both sides. He said to me, "This water flows into the eastern district, down upon the Arabah, and empties into the sea, the salt waters, which it makes fresh. Wherever the river flows, every sort of living creature that can multiply shall live, and there shall be abundant fish, for wherever this water comes to the sea shall be made fresh. Fishermen shall be standing along it from En Gedi to En Eglaim, spreading their nets there. Its kinds of fish shall be like those of the great sea, very numerous. Only its marshes and swamps shall not be made fresh. They shall be left for salt. Along both banks of the river, fruit trees of every kind shall grow. Their leaves shall not fade, nor their fruit fail. Every month they shall bear fresh fruit, for they shall be watered by the flow from the sanctuary. Their fruit shall serve for food, and their leaves for medicine." The word of the Lord. I saw water flowing eastward from beneath the threshold of the temple.
Wherever this water flows, everything shall live.
The water I shall give you will become in you a spring welling up to eternal life.
Wherever this water flows, everything shall live.
A reading from the prologue of the Commentary on Isaiah by Saint Jerome, priest. I interpret, as I should, following the command of Christ, "Search the Scriptures," and "Seek, and you shall find." Christ will not say to me what he said to the Jews, "You erred, not knowing the Scriptures, and not knowing the power of God." For if, as Paul says, Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God, and if the man who does not know Scripture does not know the power and wisdom of God, then ignorance of Scripture is ignorance of Christ. Therefore I will imitate the head of the household, who brings out of his storehouse things both new and old, and say to his spouse in the Song of Songs, "I have kept for you things new and old, my beloved." In this way, permit me to explain Isaiah, showing that he was not only a prophet, but an evangelist and an apostle as well. For he says about himself and the other evangelists, "How beautiful are the feet of those who preach good news, of those who announce peace." And God speaks to him as if he were an apostle. "Whom shall I send? Who will go to my people?" And he answers, "Here I am, send me." No one should think that I mean to explain the entire subject matter of this great book of Scripture in one brief sermon, since it contains all the mysteries of the Lord. It prophesies that Emmanuel is to be born of a virgin and accomplish marvelous works and signs. It predicts his death, burial, and resurrection from the dead as the Savior of all men. I need say nothing about the natural sciences, ethics, and logic. Whatever is proper to Holy Scripture, whatever can be expressed in human language and understood by the human mind, is contained in the book of Isaiah. Of these mysteries, the author himself testifies when he writes, "You shall be given a vision of all things, like words in a sealed scroll, when they give the writings to a wise man, they will say, "Read this." And he will reply, "I cannot, for it is sealed." And when the scroll is given to an uneducated man, and he is told, "Read this," he will reply, "I do not know how to read." Should this argument appear weak to anyone, let him listen to the apostle. Let two or three prophets speak, and let others interpret. If, however, a revelation should come to one of those who are seated there, let the first one be quiet. How can they be silent, since it depends on the Spirit who speaks through his prophets, whether they remain silent or speak? If they understood what they were saying, all things would be full of wisdom and knowledge. But it was not the air vibrating with the human voice that reached their ears, but rather it was God speaking within the soul of the prophets, just as another prophet says, "It is an angel who spoke in me," and again, "crying out in our hearts, Abba, Father," and, "I shall listen to what the Lord God says within me." All Scripture is inspired by God and is valuable for teaching and for showing the way to holiness,
so that the man of God might become fully qualified and equipped for every good work.
The wise son is one who keeps God's law, so that the man of God might become fully qualified and equipped for every good work.
Let us pray. O God, who gave the priest Saint Jerome a living and tender love for sacred scripture, grant that your people may be ever more fruitfully nourished by your word and find in it the fount of life. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.